Our series Fresh Voices, featuring commentators from 12 through 17, continues to generate interesting comments. A recent commentary on beauty by New Hanover High School's Callie Hill drew this response from listener C. Schubert. Inspiring insight, relevant for women everywhere, no matter their age. I'm grateful and renewed to hear such wisdom from so young a person. Best wishes to Callie Hill and her future endeavors. And listener Marianne wrote, I listened to Callie's commentary last Thursday and thought that you're doing a great job of picking voices that are universal. No one has seen my naked face since I was 13 years old. Callie's comments should have hit home with every woman from teens to seniors. Good work on your part.
I like classical music, but I don't appreciate you playing George Gershwin in front of the Magna Carta. That's just a poor choice of selections. George Gershwin doesn't belong in classical music. I don't even like him as a jazz performer, okay? Although his brother Ira Gershwin wrote some pretty good songs. But that was inappropriate. You people need to get your together, all right? Or you're going to lose me as a customer.
The work the listener is referring to is a setting of the Magnificat Canticles by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. Listener Lucy thanked us for Rachel Lewis Hilburn's in-depth report on dealing with recyclables. Very useful information in this piece, she writes. And many listeners who phoned in pledges during yesterday's year-end drive to support WHQR left messages. For every pledge received yesterday, our partner Mother Hubbard's Cupboard will receive the same number of meals for families of four donated by AAI Pharma. Thanks very much to both of these partners. And please remember to support your favorite nonprofits during this season of giving. Here are some comments we received during the drive. John Slattery and Cynthia Rogers wrote, our constant source for Wilmington and the world beyond. This American Life, yay, as a Minnesotan, Garrison is always great. Judge Stewart and Nancy Nam said, WHQR is the greatest radio station on the air. Rebecca Blake wrote, happy to see such a creative collaboration between WHQR and my previous employer, AAI Pharma. Raise funds for the station, feed people, and improve corporate image. Hey, it motivated me to give again. Keep up the good work. And this comment from Sandra Holland. I am pledging on this day because of the case Rachel Lewis Hilburn made on air. I did have a warm bed and a warm house when I awoke today, so I feel very blessed. I also know everyone isn't that lucky, and I want to help in this effort. I am a sustaining member of WHQR already, and I enjoy everything about the station, especially its staff and pledge drives. Thank you for those comments. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks again for your feedback.